This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There are three more questions in the study approach we are using to begin our study of 2 Peter. Where was Peter as he wrote this letter? There are a number of possibilities. In 1 Peter, he writes from Babylon. Some consider this the remains of the famous city of antiquity. Others believe it was used by Christians to refer to Rome. Peter's second letter seems to be written from the same place as the first and refers to his approaching death, which took place in Rome. That's why many believe he was in Rome when he wrote these two letters close to the end of his life. When did Peter write this letter? Most would put the date at about 65 to 67 AD. It could be said that the application of the message of this book could be made anywhere in the world and at any time since it was written. Its message is very relevant to our day. In answer to the how question, I chose to focus on the application of what you find in the letter. It seems to me that to experience and give expression to the Christian life, you need to recognize it is a God thing. If God isn't making your experience of Christianity happen in your life, it will never be what God intended it to be. And if you try to express to others what the Christian life is all about without God empowering the message and enlightening the minds of those who hear it, nothing of significance will happen. That's why Peter makes it so clear that having knowledge of Jesus Christ's person, plan, provision, and promise is so important. Let's pursue that point as we continue our study in the days ahead. And if you'd like for me to send you a booklet that helps you in Bible study methods, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.